And Shabbat Tochen asked a question. He asked, why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu create the world in a way that we spend the better part of our life, we spend looking after ourselves? We look at the way we run our lives, 80% is spent on either sleeping, eating, working, or looking after ourselves. Does it make more sense to make it in a way that all our needs are provided for, and then we can focus and we can spend our time learning and davening and doing the tachlis, the reason why we're here? So it gives two answers. One of the answers is, very simply, if we look at the Torah, we go through the Shulchan Aruch, we have Dalet Chelke Shulchan Aruch, and we see it's all be'etzim, it's written and it's made for people who are living in today's world, in the world. Right, it's all about chastilis adayim, it's about eating, or about going to sleep and waking up, and about working masa matan. It's called melochot. If a person wouldn't be in a gear for a person, he would just be learning all day, and he wouldn't have to look after himself, wouldn't live in the Olam Hazeh, it would all be a theory. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted that a person should go out, should learn the halachos, and should know the halachos, should have nisyonos, should have shailos, and should learn the halachos, make sure he knows what he's doing, and live his life according to the Torah. We live in the other answer. Chavos Avos says very simple, because a person would be have too much time on his hand, he would end up making averus. There's another reason, and he finished off the interesting thing. He finished off. HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows on a person that he would, these two reasons don't apply to him. For example, he would use his time properly, and he would keep all the nesiyon and all the aluchas. And Hanam is such a person. HaKadosh Baruch Hu can provide for all his needs, and he can sit and learn and daven all day. We live in Chutz La'aretz, and there's a whole chilek of Shulchan Aruch that is much more negiah to us than the people in Eretz Yisrael. Even people are, this is all hiches of Avodas Kochovim, right? How we relate to Goyim. The Metzius is, even someone who is in Koilel all day, or someone who's retired, and he doesn't go dafka into business anymore. But Lemaase, every day you walk out your front door, you're going to interact with Goyim. You're going to meet a taxi driver, a bus driver, a worker, a cleaner. We're constantly having an interaction with Goyim, and there are lots of serious shailos d'oraisa, mamash shailos d'oraisa, which one can be nichshel on if you don't know what the halacha, and mamash people don't know. People go out and they do things that are pshita k'mashmaya isur d'oraisa. So obviously we can't go through all the halachas in a short half an hour. I would like to focus today on the issur lo'isa chunim, of giving presents to Goyim. Is one allowed to give presents to Goyim? Just want to say, I'm not a rov. I don't want anyone to come out after the shayla aluch on the maise. Either you should learn the sugi yisrael properly, or you should ask a rov. But I'm just trying to be more ma'oire, maybe, you know, what could be a shayla, what's pashtas, okay? And we take it from there. So, the Olim know, in Chutz La'aretz, so the Goyim have a minik, coming up at the end of the year, they have a minik to give shlach monos ish l'reyu. That's true, yeah. The Gemara says in Re'eva, that's right. I don't know the Mekoyer, I don't know if they themselves know the Mekoyer of it, I don't know, but that's the Metzius. And it became part of the society we live in. If someone has a cleaner, or someone has a worker, or a partner, it became sort of an expected thing, that if you don't give a present at the Chogaz, it's a sort of a kasha. It's an expected thing. It's not more a treat. It's not like a thing. That's the way it goes today. So is one allowed to, let's say someone has a shutter, a partner, or a boss, or a worker, or a cleaner, is he allowed to give, buy a box of chocolate and write a card or whatever it is he has to do? Is one allowed to? Now there's two problems, two shailas, what one has to be careful. One is the first mission of Sechta Vedizora, which is talking again, Mamush this shayla. Mamush Pshitka Mashmoy this shayla. It's not the issue of Leisachonim. There's two issuim. We see Leisachonim, we'll get to soon. There's another issue besides the issue of Leisachonim. There's a problem is, Chazal said, in the tkufa of the Chogos, in the tkufa when the Goyim go to the Beis Avodah Zorah, and they go in the Avodah Zorah, Chazal didn't want Yidin to interact with Goyim. Didn't want a Goy to get a benefit from a yid. Why? Because what would happen is, because the goy will get his benefit, even buying or selling or lending or borrowing, anything where the goy is getting some sort of positive interaction with the yid, the goy is going to go into his beis avodah zarah on his yom chag and the chag, and he's going to ozeh lemoideh, he's going to thank his getchke, whatever it is he's going to do. And it's a issur d'oraisa, we learn from a posuk, Hashem, elokim achirim, lo yishum al picho, you're not allowed to cause, you're not allowed to say to yourself, or you're not allowed to cause someone else, even a goy, to, this is not issur lifnei evil l'sit mechshel, but it's also issur lifnei evil l'sit mechshel to goy as well, because it's different, totally different, unrelated issur, you're not allowed to cause someone, even a goy, to go and mention the avodah zarah, or, right, to go din avodah zarah because of you. So Chazal said, 3 days before the Chagas, before the Goyim go into the Beit HaVodah Zarah, one should avoid having interactions with Goyim. Because then they're going to have a tzlocha, and then they're going to go, and then because of you, it's going to be also lemoideh. So the Shoinim ask, I don't understand, we look around, and we see the mini Goyim, it's not like this. We don't see anyone being noyeh. There's lots of Tosfos in the Rishonim. I'm going to focus one answer of Tosfos. So Tosfos says, first Tosfos tries to say that, no, today the Goyim, they don't really deal with the Zohar, they're just a minig, it's just a tradition for them, it's just a minig of the same with them, they don't really mean it, but then Tosfos says it doesn't work, because that, if they don't deal with the Zohar, it's still also B'yoyim Edom. On the actual Chagah, they're not allowed to. But before the Chagah, that's really Mutam, but on the Chagah, it's still not allowed, even though they don't know what they're doing. The Ma'at Tosfos finishes off, and the Zohar gets in the Halacha, that it's not a shaila, because even the goyim do go in avodah zarah, they don't really moide, they don't really know what they're doing, they're not even avodah zarah, they're going there, I don't know what they do, they sing, I don't know what they do, they're not going to because of you going to give him a present, he's going to go and thank, it just doesn't happen anymore. That's halacha lemaisa takwe paskin, this problem, ozeh lemoideh, doesn't apply to them anymore, because of this. Goyim don't really deal avodah zarah anymore. However, the Ramo finishes off, and instead of one should try to avoid giving presents, or on the actual Chagah. On the actual Chagah, one should try to avoid it. I think that's a meaning of Olim Taka. If you have to give a present, give before or after, but you don't give on the actual Chagah. Because that's one problem. So this is not Negev today, the Ozel Moide is not Negev today. But then Maaseh, there's another problem, which is not that Ozel Moide. There's another problem, in Posuk, in Pashat Veschanon, in Shaitan Torah, Loisechonim. Right? The Pashat is the Posuk, you look in the Posuk, is going on Zayin Omuz. It's not really going on all the Goyim. But Tosu says, there's no reason to be mechalek. There's no reason to say why there should be more issur lechonim to zayin umz than other goyim, and therefore it applies to all the goyim. It is of lois chonim. Right? What is lois chonim? So you look at, very interesting. Look in the Targum Onkelos, how it translates the word lois chonim. It says lois rachim, which is very interesting. It means that you shouldn't have rachmonus, right? In practical terms, the Gemara and Dafchov, Gemara and Dafchov, learned that three issurim from this word of lois chonim. Three issurim. One is not allowed to sell karka and Eretz Yisrael to a goy. Letzita lehem chaniya bekarka. That's one issue. That's one of the big problems in Hetem Mechira. Right? People say, Hetem Mechira today, they sell for Shmita, they try to get rid of it. They try to sell the karka to the goy, to the Arab. The Maizah is one of the big problems. We're not allowed to sell karka and Eretz Yisrael to a goy. I'm saying, okay, not the Shaivas. I'm not saying. Yeah. That's one of the topics. Sorry? It comes because I don't know exactly the history, but it comes from the times of when it was a big tzorich. I don't know, I didn't go mamish into that. It's not a random agent, it was a big tzorich some long time ago, the mamish made a big tzorich. I'm not saying it's awesome, I'm not going into that nekuda now, I don't know. I'm saying it's one of the nosim, which one is, I'm not going to the, is it mutter, is it not mutter, I'm not going to that. That's one thing. Another is the Gemara learns out, l'sitelem chein, people learn this, one is not allowed to give compliments to goy. We're not allowed to say, come and know this guy, or how talented is he, someone goes to a show or something, how talented is he, how special is he, unless, the Shechonoch says, unless you're referring to Rabbein Shlolim, which means say, look at the flaws of what he created. This you're allowed. Shechonoch said, Mephorosh, comes from the Shechonim, one is allowed to say, look, Akash Baruch created this talented man. Yeah, it's no different than saying on a mountain or a tree, look how nice, unless you're allowed.
Actually, clearly you've done a good job.
Yeah, so Lamaz, black and white, you're not allowed to. But we'll see, we'll come later, maybe there are ways you're allowed to do it. Yeah, but I'm talking about the theory, really. Yeah, principle. There are ways you're allowed to do it. Now, another thing is, the last thing is I would like to focus on today, you're not allowed to give a goy a matona for nothing. Right? Now we have to analyze exactly what it means for nothing. No one gives presents for nothing. You're not going to go to someone in the street and just give him a present. Right? There's always a reason behind it. But the Ma'aseh this state in Gemara, you're not allowed to give a matnas chinam to a goy. So this is another problem. Comes Chogge, you have a cleaner, you want to give him a worker, you want to give him a present. It's a problem of, oh, so Tosfos comes along. And Tosfos asks, I got a Gemara. So Gemara, you ask a few Gemaras, we're going to focus on one. Gemara and Erevin. Was a story. The Gemara and Erevin brings a story. There was Rabbi Gamliel, I think it was. Rabbi Gamliel. He was walking in the street, and he had Eloi was walking with him. He was on the Chamor, I think. He was on the Chamor, and Eloi was going with him. And they went on the Derech, and he found on the street there was a glusk, it was a piece of bread. Right? And the halacha is, Eima virim al oichlin. He didn't want to leave the bread, eh? We're not allowed to bring this bread on the floor, we're not allowed to leave it, you have to always pick it up. So he said to Eloi, pick up the bread. So the Karen walking, and Eloi was holding the bread, and eventually they meet an Arab, a goy. So Rabbi Gamliel says, "Hello, give it to him, give him the piece of bread." So Tosfos asks a kasha. So that's what happened, right? So Tosfos asks a kasha. I don't understand. I just said, "It's a chunim. What's going on here? Did he see knowledge? He didn't get anything out of it." So Tosfos says it's built on a tesefta. I think it's built on a tesefta that if makiroi, if you know who the guy is, you're allowed. Then it's mutim, right? There's other gemurahs as well. Shlecho demiyechlo with kachovim. You're allowed to send the Gidanosha, that sent to Goy, I give him a present. So again, Makiro, if you know the Goy, then you're allowed. And therefore, this Goy was walking with them. So as it says, this Goy, Baron Gamliel, was walking with them. And therefore, you knew him. And the reason of that is very simple. Poshet, if you know him, right, you're not actually giving, you're getting. They say a story with the sinker. Mechsirtak, said, someone asked him, is he allowed to give a present? And Chogge. So he said, this is Nishgeben, this is Nemen, you're not giving, you're taking. You're actually getting out of it. It's like, exactly. You're actually getting. So, obviously, this is also passing halacha. A person has, let's say, a business, or he's a boss. And everyone knows that when you have a worker, it's not just a question of he's doing the work and you're paying him. There has to be a positive relationship between the boss and the builder, and the workers. The same as I know there's someone in town who told me he manages properties, and he's got in his, for the chogger, he comes and gives every single of his tenant, he gives him a present. He sends them a box of chocolate, wherever it is. Yeah? It's obviously because it's not just a question of paying the rent on it. Everyone knows that a bad tenant is a nightmare. It's the worst thing you have. You have to have a relationship. And therefore, this is poshut. This is nishkalu as a chun from, and as chinam, you're actually gaining from it. And this is poshut, that's his mutton. It's built on this thesis. The same thing would be your question by giving a compliment. If you're going to gain out of it, you give a compliment, and you go, no, then she's going to try to impress you, then obviously it's going to be mutton. Sorry, what's benevolent mean? Yeah, so I want to get to that. Oh, that's next point. I'm going to get to that now in a minute. Thank you, Shulam. I'm going to get to that in a minute. Oh, so there you go. That's this. Tosfos carries on. Tosfos asks another kasha. The Gemara in Gittin states, "Mor Gittin mefarnesim aniyei goyim aniyei soil." Right? We have people are go for money aniyim. So the halacha states, "Allowed to give aniyim, allowed to give tzedakah to a yid and a goy." Right, and as you don't know how, only have to give tzedakah to the near Yisrael, also have to give tzedakah to the near goy. Tosfos comes along, you understand. This Oni, you don't know him. You just meet the Oni in the street. You go to Tesco, you meet the thing, and you ask him for money. So the halacha is allowed to give him. So Shadon and Shoni, by the way, if the Oni allowed to do it when they're together, or also only when he's himself. Okay, I don't get that now. Maybe it's only because there's a goy and you together, so the goy is going to be angry. Why are you giving him a right? So what's the heter? Tosfos asks. Understand? There's no makiroi. So what's the heter? So Tosfos has a new heter. Tosfos is called the Darkei Sholem. Right? The heter of Darkei Sholem. It's built on a Gemara Davo. We're going to get that now. There's a heter of Darkei Sholem. Right. Other Sholem call it. The Rosh calls it Eivo. Right. It's almost comes to the same thing. Basically, we live in a society. We live in Goyim, and we can't have a matzav where Goyim say, look, the Yidden are coming in, and they're not. They're not standing to it, they're not giving, you know, they're not part of a thing, they're just giving to themselves. It's called Darkei Sholem, it's called Eivo. So that is another heter, why it's mutter. Now the question is, sorry?
I was going to ask, you can say that for everything.
Yeah. Oh, very good. Oh, so this is what I'm trying to do now. I'm going to try to say, very good, yeah. And then, number one, I've got two questions. Number one, what is the line? Where do you draw the line? Right, as I said, Matnas Chinom is never doing it for users, some sort of reason, there is a appreciation. Or there's always a reason why one is giving present to anything, or compliments, or whatever it is. So where do you draw the line? Yeah, that's basically what I'm trying to get to. And so the question is, very simple, I don't understand. This is the Reis HaLeSechonim, right? So basically if Makiro, you're getting a benefit out of it, very good, understand. You're not actually giving a present, you're actually buying something, it's an investment. You're giving to your worker or whoever the present, but you get something, because you feel bad, or whatever it is, because you're scared to live in between goyim, and then you're scared they're going to be angry at you, or whatever it is. Why is that a reason to be mad at Issa de Reisen? He doesn't say because of Dark Shulm, Sonic Mechal Shabbos. That says, make what the heck of a chlam. Right, you don't have to add to it. You should try and, you know what I mean? Yeah. You try and do the most you can. The question is, so it's water. The question is why, right? I'm going to try and get to that. Yeah. So in practical terms, push it, I think, let's say, cleaner. A cleaner, which didn't, no, I'm doing it, I don't know about me, but in my house, I'm saying, there's no real relationship. The cleaner doesn't even speak English. There's no real relationship between the... between my wife and the cleaner. She comes, she can give her £8 to £10 an hour, I don't know what it is, and she works,
it's
£8, right?
£8, can we have her name, please?
Sorry?
If it's only £8, can we have her name?
I don't know, might be 12, I don't know. She expects you to give her a present, you're right. But she's not going to actually clean better because of you giving her a present, right? You're not getting it. So again, that's Dark Shulim. But it's Mutter. Now the question is, where do you draw the line? I want to use a story, a very famous story, Elimud. That is, I'll try to use that story as a agdora, as where I'm going to draw the line. What's mutter, what's osa? Again, every shaila, every person has a shaila, she asks a rov. I don't want to tell line. I was trying to suggest. The famous story of the Nedib Yehuda. He once was walking on the street and he heard a child crying. And he went to look. And he went outside and he saw a goyish, a young boy. He was sitting on the side of the road and he's crying. So the Nedib goes to him and asks him what's going on, why are you crying? He says, yeah, my father's a baker, and he's a very cool man, he's not a very nice person, and every day he sends me to sell the bread, and after bringing back the money at the end of the day, and every time I don't manage to sell my bread, I bring back all the money, he abuses me, he shouts at me, he hits me. Today I went, I managed to sell all my bread, but I lost all the money, I can't find the money. So I'm petrified, I don't know what to do, I'm stuck here, I don't want to go home, I don't know what's going to happen. There's a young child, a young boy. So the Yehuda takes him inside, gives him something to drink, and asks him, how much money was it? He tells him this and this amount of money, and he goes to the drawer, takes out the money, gives it to him, and off he went. Mamash made his day, he saved him, and he was all happy, and off he went, and everyone's happy. Now, years later, once was a Pesach, a famous story, I'm sure. People heard it. It was Pesach. Yekib was Achen Shel Pesach. Was the last day of Pesach, and the Nedib gets a knock on his door, and stands a guy there, and the guy says, "You know, I am. I don't know if you recognize me, but I am this little boy you saved 10, 15 years ago, and I'm coming to repay you, boys. Basically, my father's a baker, and I've heard tomorrow night it's going to be Motzei Pesach." I heard that they tried, all you can go and buy the bread, Motzei Pesach, they go and buy bread from the Goyish baker. Yeah? And I heard that they're planning to put poison in the bread. And I'm coming to tell you, it's not really very clever. You didn't want to make, go into shul and tell everyone that, there's poison. So what he did, he went to shul next day and he told everyone that we made a mistake in the calendar. Really, Pesach only finishes a day later. No one should go to the baker tomorrow. Meanwhile, he made an investigation, got the police involved, exactly. And they caught it and everyone was happy. Ask my chavrusa, what's the question? What question you have on this story? The first thing I ask, how would you eat paspalta? How can you eat bread at the big vagoy? Well, that's not kasha, that's mutter. And what's the question? The obvious question on this story is, why in the world, what had you have to go to this child and give him bread, to give him money? It's Issa lo yisachonim. Right? And don't tell me makiro, he didn't get any benefit of it, there's no darker sholim, there's nothing. Yeah. What had they have to give a matona to this guy. I'm sorry?
He didn't know.
Yeah, yeah, he didn't know. Obviously, he didn't know. And Andy, right, he ducked again from it. We didn't know. Exactly.
So it was close. You never know. As you go in 10, 15 minutes.
Exactly.
Oh. You were saved by going because
exactly. 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 So it's definitely mutton. It's definitely mutton. Exactly. So this I'm trying to do. I'm trying to draw the line. What is mutton was awesome.
I don't know what he's making good testament to. And you may remember that either gave 50p
Maybe that's what I said. I don't want to say halacha lemaisa. Halacha lemaisa be shaila yishaf. I'm just trying to suggest, and if there's a shaila, there's plenty of rabbonim in town. So in order to magde exactly, to learn to miyashat this kasha, I want to read out a sefer chinuch. Sefer chinuch, he writes, you do a sefer chinuch, always writes the tam, the shorsha mitzvah. What the reason of all the mitzvah is. He writes very interesting. This mitzvah is a chonim, not giving compliments or not giving presents. He says, I'm going to read it out. Tchilas kol maase b'nei odom, hikviyas ha-machshove b'maasem, b'ha-olos ha-dvorem al-sfas ha-loshen. A person believes and thinks according to what he acts and what he does. Right? And therefore, v'al-kein, b'him no'oi, b'machshove b'dibor, m'imtsoi b'oiv d'avoidis k'chovim t'eles v'chein. If a person is going to avoid doing polis, for example, complimenting a goy, or giving a present to a goy, which shows an appreciation, shows a chashivus, shows that you look up to the goy, right? HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, what's going to happen? You look up to him, he's going to turn to you in a way, I don't know if it's an extreme way, or a role model, he's going to turn to you and say, hey, this is a special person. I'm complimenting him, or you're giving him presents, or you show, like in Azakos HaToiv, or appreciation, you show the chush of a man, it's something to learn from. Something. That is what the posuk doesn't want. Emele, he says, if I avoid giving compliments or giving presents, it's going to stop us becoming chaverim with them. And to go after whatever they like. To learn from all the things. Basically, the idea, the chinuch bayit is in order to stop people, for power people to look up to goyim. Right? You give a present to someone, it's because you appreciate him. Yeah, he deserves the present. Or even compliments, it's a special thing. So therefore, our questions all fall away. There's a mitzvah, for example, rachmu v'al kol maase. Even a person sees an animal and is suffering, you have to have rachmunus on it and you have to help it, right? There's no, a goy is no worse. The need to be just a child, you're suffering, right? There's no reason why, you know, there's no reason why a person should stop his feelings of rachmunus. You have a child, of course you have to help him, right? And there's no shum haruche, no shum way in complementary way by giving this be matzel, this little child, this little boy. So there's no shum question, forget it, it's a chesed. You have to help. The same thing, we come back to our question, what's Darke Sholem Mutter? Right? Darke Sholem is Mutter, very simple, because it's not, I'm not doing it bechlal in order of haruche to the goal. Simple, it's a portion of expected thing, to respect the way, if society expects you to give a present, and if you're not going to do it, you're not going to do it, so I'm just doing it because that's part of what society expects of you. I'm not doing it because I'm thinking of this guy as a special person, I'm just doing it as part of the Malach HaChaim, of living between Goyim, that's what we're meant to do. So that's why I said, that's why the Twitter said there's no problem of Darke Sholem, when there's Darke Sholem, there's no problem of, we ask the Kasha. And then understand, how can Darke Sholem be Mata Issa Dereis V'Lezichonim? The answer is, it's not L'Lezichonim. L'Lezichonim is only If you do it in a way of haruchah, of looking up. So again, I heard, for example, a story. Someone told me he went to town, or a friend of his went to town, and he saw a beggar came to him and asked him for money. He said, didn't want to give him money, I don't know why, he didn't want to give him money. So he goes to him and says, okay, there was a bakery there next door where he was. He said, okay, come into the bakery, I'll buy something to eat. So the guy says to him, businessman, yeah, okay, I want to bring my friend with as well. And he said, okay, there you have your friend. So no, I said, is this mutter? I don't want to say it also, but here it's already a little bit problematic, because no one expects, there's no expectation, right, for you to do this. Even though giving money to Tesco, to beg in Tesco, I have to know, if none of you all go and give and no you didn't give, then you're right, then it might be a little bit of a problem. You're right, there's like a shulam. But let's be honest, 9 out of 10 of goyim also don't give, so I don't think, even if you wouldn't give, I don't know, I don't want to say halacha lemaisa, but lemaisa, there's no, society isn't expected of you. Nothing's going to happen if you don't give it, and there's no gain, you don't makir, you don't know the goy, and there's no gain out of it. So, I don't, it might be a problem, might not be, I suggest if you're really desperate to give the money, maybe you should ask a shalit. This is another noise. There's another of kiddushah, kiddushah and chilashem. This is not a simple. Doesn't really praise. I don't know. If all the yidden is going to get, doesn't really. I don't know. Maybe. There's something to say every kid has to be looked at. If it's a kiddushah, that's also mutter, which means that the God is going to think, wow, all the yidden give. Then maybe yeah, it's also mutter. But you have to know, every case, the smart right, and Chosh Mishrat writes that the shal is the reise. This is the dinner of Vizchon, the shal is the reise. One shouldn't be too quick to be made, as he says. One should be a little bit careful. Now, again, I'm not going to say aloha lemaise, you should always ask a shal.
To give a charity online.
Oh, so there, it's a very good, oh, that's a very, very good question. So there, so it depends, if it's a charity to save the kids in Zimbabwe or whatever it is, yeah. So you have rachmonos.
They'll never know you're Jewish. They'll never know you're giving it.
No, so forget about Kiddushem. You have rachmonos on the children, the people of Afghanistan, wherever it is, going that thing. You have rachmonos on them, so that's no worse of the story than Ed-Buden. But if it is just, I don't know what, not a rachmonos that you sing, just you want to. So then, I don't know, because there wasn't a halacha to it. According to what I'm saying, you're not giving to anyone spare, right? Again, I suggest you ask Charlie before you do it. I don't want to say it, but. Because you're not giving it to an actual person, right? If you give it to a person, there's arocha. But here you're giving it to some company or to some.
It could be that, this will help you in future. But here, nobody can help you when you open up that you're Jewish. There's no gain.
You're right, but there might also not be Israel Lezachon and Mosin not. Because Lezachon is only arocha. You give a present to someone, and you say he's showing his pressure. Here you're just giving it to a random entity, a charity, or whatever it is, not a person. I don't know. I just want to finish off. It's very interesting. I saw also Vinegar. Someone asked me on Shale, Erev Pesach. He had lots of chumetz. He had a question. Oh, either throw it away or give it to his cleaner. Right? He didn't know what to do. So I saw the Gur Arye, Abraham's Eibeshitz. He says on Tosfos Kashi. We asked Tosfos Kashi before, Ram Gamliel. He met this Arab and he gave him the bread. Right? So Tosfos Kashi, Tosfos says, we should call Makiro because he knows his name is Mutter. Right? The Gur Arye says a different answer. He says, why? Be'etzem, Ram Gamliel didn't want to eat this bread. He wasn't interested in it. He didn't eat it. Why did he pick up? So it's nothing to do with the bread. If there's no reason to do with the bread, if you don't really want it, it doesn't cost you anything by giving, then it's mutter, he says. Right? Definitely. Now, meichatese. It has to be explained. Meichatese. Why? If this is a chonim, what's going to do if I do lose money, I don't lose money? But the kfiwa we're explaining, that pshat chonim is an arocha. Someone gives you a present and tells you, it didn't cost me money, it was some old thing I found in the loft. Yeah? It's not very much appreciated. Usually a present, most of the present is the fact that it's cost you money. It was hard for you and you went out to the shop and spent money to buy it. If you've got something that you just found and you don't really need it, just giving it out to someone, it's not a sign of arucha, it's not a sign of appreciation. And therefore, you can throw it away for the same price. Either throw it away or give it to the goy. So basically, so the Kunde Gurari, it is very... It is also very allowed to give it to go instead of throwing it away. I just once heard this from the Rav in Antwerp, Chaim Kaisvit. He once said after Pesach, as I'm finishing, he once said that Yid needs to be makbid, not to buy chumetz that was sold. So this is the girl, this used to be a goyish girl. In Antwerp, it's not like big Tesco's and big supermarkets, but like local groceries, even the goyish groceries. The goyish groceries used to stock up on chumetz, and after Pesach, like a week after, people used to buy from him. Because they didn't want to buy chumetz. So the Rav was very, very, very upset about it. He said, number one, he said, I didn't understand, why should this Yid, who's got a family of kids to feed, why should he suffer because of your chumetz? Once he made the chumetz, he sold it, why should he suffer because of your chumetz? Number two, he said, I didn't understand, he had a mitzvah of the reise, of the biggest form of stoke is supporting someone's business. Right? The biggest mitzvah of the Rama goes all the dargas and stoke, the biggest is supporting someone's business. Yeah, and here, maybe knas the rabbonon, yechosh, the mechiro, and chal, he was like, very upset about it. I'm trying to think, another reason why a person should always try and focus, and you have a choice between getting a goyish worker, a yiddish worker, or having a partner thing, it's always try and focus, and trying to get from the yid, because again, you're avoiding so many serious shilas, which, chalila, someone could be over.